Vice President Mike Pence is on a foreign tour, and a lot of it seems to be about Russia. Pence made a stop in the Baltic states yesterday to reassure those tiny countries that the U.S. has their back if Russia gets aggressive. Now the vice president is in Georgia.
At this very moment, just 40 miles from where we stand, Russian tanks stand on occupied territory in South Ossetia. Today, Russia continues to occupy one-fifth of Georgian territory.
That's Mike Pence in Tbilisi, the Georgian capital. Today, the vice president meets with the Georgian president and attends military drills being conducted as a show of force against Russia. Lincoln Mitchell spent some time working in Georgia. He's also the author of Uncertain Democracy, U.S. Foreign Policy, and Georgia's Rose Revolution. He's currently an associate research scholar at Columbia University and just got back from Georgia. Lincoln, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So we heard some of the vice president's words there in Georgia. Russia occupies two major provinces of Georgia. So why this reassurance tour now?
Well, first, what we heard vice president say is exactly the American talking point that the Georgians wanted to hear. Those words could have come out of the mouth of Vice President Joe Biden, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, or John Kerry, or anybody in the Bush administration. The difference is that Donald Trump is the president now, and Donald Trump has sent what could be generously described as very mixed signals on Russia. If you're sitting in Tbilisi right now and you're sitting in the government, you're worried. What is Russia's relationship with the U.S.? What is Trump's real relationship with Putin? And Mike Pence is there to say everything is okay. Whether or not everything is okay, we'll see in the coming months and years.
So Mike Pence is really delivering the traditional American message to a former Soviet satellite, and really the traditional Republican message, too, of get tough on Russia, even if that's not always coming from the top.
Yes, although right now it's more or less a bipartisan message. That doesn't sound too different than what Joe Biden, who of course is a Democrat, said when they were there. The difference is the context. And that's something that the Georgians are really wrestling with and really concerned about.
So Georgia is bidding to join NATO, Lincoln, and NATO expansion is a huge irritant for Vladimir Putin in Russia. Is Putin likely to see this trip by Pence and the speeches as significant pushback?
I don't know that he sees it as significant pushback, but he certainly would be disappointed. Putin is learning that regardless of the relationship between Russia and Donald Trump, he's not getting what he wants from the United States right now. And part of that is because countries like Georgia, like Ukraine, like the Baltic states have a lot of allies in Washington. So it doesn't just having a new president doesn't change anything. Mike Pence, traditional Republican ally, the Secretary of Defense, the National Security Advisor, and the Republicans in Congress. But interestingly, Putin's intervening in our election has made hawks out of the Democrats as well. So you probably have a stronger anti-Russia consensus in Congress, bipartisan consensus, than any time in recent years because of what Putin did in our election.
If Vladimir Putin isn't getting what he wants out of the new American administration, would you expect other irritants? Would you expect him to escalate in countries like Georgia or the Baltics?
I don't know that he would escalate in Georgia or the Baltics. And the reason particularly in Georgia is that Russia already occupies, for lack of a better word, about a fifth of Georgian territory, as the vice president said. That is an enormous problem for Georgia. We talk a lot about Abkhazia, which is one of the territories, but the second territory is South Ossetia, which is really a stone's throw from the capital. And there is a lot of Russian military hardware there, and that is very disruptive for Georgia. So he doesn't need to send tanks into Tbilisi to accomplish more than what he wants. The question I would raise is if he doesn't get what he wants from the Trump administration, what does he do to leverage his relationship with Trump? And we can't answer that because we don't know the depths of that relationship. We don't know the financial relationship. We don't know if there is any compromise. But if there is, he may play those cards more in the coming weeks and months, and that would be extremely disruptive to the Trump presidency, which is already having a very hard time functioning like anything approaching a normal presidency, and it would be very disruptive to the political life of the United States more generally.
Lincoln Mitchell, author of Uncertain Democracy, U.S. Foreign Policy, and Georgia's Rose Revolution. Lincoln Mitchell, thanks so much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.